It's the Advertising Week Social Club. The our chat, AWSC chat, is the hashtag. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your very thoughtful responses today. Our conversation is on hope. I am Doug Zanger in Portland, Oregon. I've got New Bear in Lexington, Kentucky, and joining us, our special guest on the phone from Southampton, Andrew Bevan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, good, good. It's late there, and I appreciate you hopping on the call with us. So we were on question number two, which was, why is hope a potentially dangerous thing? And we really liked your response. The higher you get your hopes up, the further you can fall. Gravity. What did you mean by that?
Well, the more involved you get in something, I guess, the more attached you get to an idea, the more hope you have attached to it. So the higher you can fall when if it does get rejected, and you pray it don't.
This is true. Now, you are a student, and tell everybody where you go to school.
I study at Winchester School of Art and University of Southampton.
Okay. And so, just with the idea of hope, like just your fellow students, I mean, are a lot of them optimistic? Are they pessimistic? Are they pragmatists? Are they realists? Are they somewhere in between? Just overall, what do you think the mood of students is about hope within the industry?
I don't know. It's funny that you say like the whole optimism pessimism thing there, because I saw that one of my classmates the other day posted a picture that said, it was like a note, I think it was, that said, "Dear optimist and pessimist, whilst you were busy arguing over the glass, I drank it. Sincerely, the opportunist."
Yeah.
So I think that's what we do. We jump on anything we can. We're supposed to think about it, but we're at that point in our lives where we've got to get any internship we can, any job we can, sort of thing, just to get a foot in the industry, because I think everyone in advertising knows about how competitive it is.
This is very true. So do you think that most of your fellow students are hopeful?
Yes, yeah. Well, without hope, then we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, would we? We just kind of give up.
See, now that's a nice Welsh response. New Bear, anything to ask / add?
I just think that fear is a really interesting, not even, it's not anecdotal, it's a very central force in and around what is on the opposite side of it, which is ambition. The desire for fame and power and success and acclaim. And I think fear is that motivating tool, not being afraid to chase those high, dreamlike, pie in the sky opportunities, because let's face it, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
It's going to sting,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
you're going to have to learn, like basketball players, how to fall and slide and balance yourself and make it look cool, and then get up and hit your free throws.
Right, right. We'll try to fill in a soccer analogy. That would be nailing the penalty kick in the 90th minute. So yes, just so we have some equal time there. Cool. Well, I think this is an interesting addition to the conversation. We'll continue on here. We'll get here to question three. But Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. And as always, we appreciate your amazing contributions to the Advertising Week Social Club. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing more about this young man. If you're on the Twitter that all the kids are talking about, you must follow Andrew Bevan at It's Andrew Bevan, BEVAN. He's a wonderful, wonderful lad, and he's going to be very successful. No, he'll be a creative director someday. I guarantee it.
Thanks.
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing else, he's got a great accent.
Yes. The same can't be said for you, New Bear. But thank you all very much. We'll continue on here. Again, the hashtag is AWSC Chat, and we are at Advertising Week on Twitter.